Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. Hope you've all had an amazing weekend. I spent most of my weekend reading Hidden Valley Road, which is a book about a family and their schizophrenic children. It's nonfiction, so it's completely based off of real events and an actual real family. They were dubbed as one of the most mentally ill families in America because half of the kids were diagnosed with schizophrenia. It is so incredibly informative and intimate. This was during a time where schizophrenia was barely known, and doctors and psychologists knew very little about the illness in general. So the types of treatments that were being done were super unethical, and these people were barely being treated as humans. So, like, to be honest, I often have a really hard time getting into nonfiction books because oftentimes I find that the ones that I've read in the past, they're incredibly stats heavy, which makes me tune out like halfway through the book. And I've realized that with this book, it holds my attention pretty well. Like, this author knows what they're doing, so I cannot put this book down. I think that this book does a really good job of mixing in important educational information about schizophrenia while still being able to weave in personal elements of the family to make for really good pacing and storytelling. I'm halfway through the book. I'm so attached to this family and everything that they've been through. The author spares no details. The book is like thick with information. Every page is just jam-packed with info. I'm really hoping that this book will help me get back into my book binge phase. I've been reading it little by little every single morning, and I'm just so into it. I always end up taking more time to read it than the 30 minutes that I had planned. So that's when you know it's a really good book. Once again, it is called Hidden Valley Road by Robert Kolker. If you're interested, go check it out. It should be sold on all major online sites. So, quick mention, feel free to follow the podcast's Instagram account, Gems Coffee Shop, where I'll be hosting giveaways and just posting additional stuff. And ultimately, the purpose of the account is to just connect with y'all further on there. So lots and lots of love if you choose to follow, but if you don't, then that's perfectly okay too. So now finally on to the episode. For today's episode, I really want to talk about friendships. I've been thinking about this subject quite a lot lately, and it's really starting to hit me a lot harder now that I've fully graduated. Growing up, I was never the type to actively put in a lot of effort into making as many friends as I could. If I just had a couple close friends, that was perfectly enough for me. The thing is, as you get older, you start to realize how easy it is to lose your friends because it just takes a lot more effort to maintain friendships that you really genuinely care about. And I also have a bad habit of not maintaining certain acquaintances that I kind of keep in touch with time to time. Like, it is so easy for me to like forget about someone. And it's not because I don't care. It's just because I often get like overwhelmed with so many things that it's often hard for me to like juggle multiple like relationships that I have with people. So that's also part of the reason why I have so few friends. And I've been thinking about the fact that I hold on to a lot of friendships that sometimes feel like they're past the expiration date, and they don't really feel as fulfilling as they used to be. And I think it's due to the fact that sometimes you form friendships out of like necessity, proximity, and because whatever you guys are like going through during that phase in your life, it really connects you guys. And sometimes when that phase is over, you find that there's not that many things to talk about. The connection is not as strong as you think it is. And I feel like I do have certain friends where I'll go to for certain things, and once whatever that event is like done and over with, I just don't really like communicate with them as much as I used to. And I think that being around friends that I've known for years and years often reminds me of the person that I used to be. And in a way, it almost feels like nothing about me has changed, even though so much time has passed. It sometimes sucks even more when you notice that your friend has been kind of like doing all these new things, their life is really like changing, and it kind of emphasizes the fact that you're still stuck in doing the things that you've been doing for a while. In the past, I used to really enjoy that I had so much history with these people, But I think these days I've been really craving for a brand new like slate in my life, and I've been almost eager to like make new friendships. I've realized that I tend to prolong a lot of friendships in my life because I would rather have a mediocre time with someone that I've known forever than step out of my comfort zone to make new friends. Like, I am a creature of comfort through and through. It's very easy for me to fall back into my patterns even when I'm having all of these like anxious and depressing thoughts, because I find that I often don't go through tough changes even when I need to. And I'm okay with admitting that, because everyone has something that they're constantly agonizing over but still haven't really changed about themselves. And I'm going to be fucking honest, it's hard as fuck making new friends once you're out of school. And everyone knows this once you're actually out of school. And I overthink all the damn time. I don't want to come off as like annoying to the other person and overstep my boundaries when they don't have any intentions of being friends with me, because I've like encountered people like that in the past. And so I don't really want to be like them or come off that way. And so I feel like there's a very fine line to walk between showing the other person that you care about wanting to put in like extra effort to like hang out and like see them again, but also not like appearing overly enthusiastic and annoying. Like, some people are just closed off to making friends, and that's okay, because I was like that too. Or they feel like they don't really vibe with you and they don't really want to like explore this potential connection. That's perfectly okay too. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, like, who is this person that I am right now? This was something that I never had to worry about before, but now it's something that I'm literally always thinking about. I was at this party a couple weeks ago, and I was like, okay, I'm determined to be as social as I can and try to be as open as I can with making friends, because I was already kind of like thinking about this prior, and I was like, let's actually do something about this. There was this one girl there that I sort of knew because I've seen her before in my program, and I was like, oh, a familiar face. We had never talked before, and I was like, this is a perfect chance to get to know her. We seemed to vibe for a little bit in the beginning. Like, I went out of my way to like introduce myself, and we like kind of clicked here and there, just talking about like our program and the people that we had in common, like mutual friends. But then afterwards, like as the night went on, it kind of died down, and I was feeling incredibly bummed over it, because in my head I was just like, okay, we vibed for a good like hot minute. She definitely wants to be friends with me. And like once it started to fade and we didn't really connect as much as I had wanted, I left the party feeling pretty shitty and not knowing what to do. Like, that whole experience just kind of dampened my self-esteem, because I would just keep on replaying the situation over and over again in my head. Like, what could I have done differently so this person could like me more? Is it the way that I look, like what I was wearing, you know, like what I said? And then I started like comparing myself to all these other people at the party. All of these scenarios are being played out in my head, and of course, like at the end of the day, I'll never really know why she didn't put in like the extra effort to be like, hey, we should hang out again or whatever. I think it definitely didn't help that I continued to think about it even after the party was over, because after all that, there's nothing that I could do about it. So there genuinely was no reason for me to mull over it any longer, because it was just like a waste of time, and it's just gonna make me more anxious than I already was. What sucks even more is that I don't really have a lot of hobbies that require for me to like go out and join events or clubs, TBH. So you can imagine how much harder it is for me. And working for myself as a content creator is like stabbing myself twice and actively like isolating myself in a way. I'm lucky if I see another human being twice a week. I basically just never leave the house unless I need to. So if you're kind of in the same boat as me and you're into reading, journaling, watching Love Island, yes, I've been binging the recent Love Island USA episodes, not the UK ones. If you're like a creative freelancer, if you're into fashion, and you also happen to live in Toronto, hit me up. I would be super down to become friends. I feel like I'm just holding a giant sign right now that's like, yo, my DMs are open. Hit me up right now. I think that Another reason why I have such a difficult time making new friends is that I crave like genuine connections and not just superficial friendships, which also contributes to why I didn't feel the need to uphold a lot of friendships that I had back in uni and high school. Like, if I feel any sort of disconnect, I won't feel the need to pursue the friendship any further, which is like a good and bad thing. It's bad because I sometimes just don't let enough time pass to give the friendship like a real chance, but it's also somewhat good because to me, it feels like I'm dodging a bullet and saving my time. The friendships that I do have, I put a lot of time and energy into them. So for me, it's like I can only really juggle a few at a time. For me, having superficial friendships almost feels like a waste of time because it just saps up way more of my social battery versus when I'm hanging out with someone where I genuinely care about and we're having like a super intimate conversation. So that's the thing that kind of like stops me from deepening a lot of my friendships because it's really hard to get past that stage of like talking about common interests and doing all these superficial things to like, you know, delving into like your fucking trauma and shit. Like oftentimes a lot of people don't feel comfortable like doing that with another person, which is totally understandable, but I think for me, like, I need that. Like, I genuinely need that in a friendship. But the thing is, I'm so used to doing that with my friends, and that's only because I've known them for years. So I don't know why I get so wrapped up in the fact that like, oh my God, like I need to have this like instantaneous connection with someone that like I barely know. Like, we need to connect on so many things. Like, we need to talk about trauma and yada, yada, yada. Whereas like in most cases, a lot of the people that I knew in the beginning of like high school and uni, we didn't have that type of connection in the beginning. So I don't know why I put on like all this pressure with new people that I meet, expecting that same type of feeling. You know, it's a little bit different because I think I put a lot of that expectation when it comes to friends with the same mindset that I go into like dating. So like when I was still like dating around and stuff, I put a lot of pressure on what it was like in the beginning. I was like, if we don't have an instantaneous connection in the beginning, we probably won't work out. And I didn't really feel the need to give it some time. And I think it still kind of like works out in like the dating sense because, you know, obviously I went in with that mindset and now I have like an amazing boyfriend, but it's like a little bit different with friends because with friendships, you definitely go into it with different expectations. You don't have that many like standards as you do with a partner, and you don't need to like instantaneously click because this is not the same as searching for a partner. You're not trying to like analyze them through the scope of like, can this person be like my life partner or whatever? So I don't know why I put myself through all this pressure, and I'm really starting to just like unwrap all of this as I'm doing this podcast episode. So that's also another reason why I have such a hard time networking with other people. I know that I should in terms of like career and like moving up the career ladder, but I just can't bring myself to become acquainted with people because it's going to like widen my circle of connections, you know? To me, I feel like it's very hard to motivate myself to do things that don't have a genuine like purpose and connection behind it. So it's oftentimes like very hard for me to fake being interested if I'm not. Like, everyone knows that if you want to move up the ladder, you got to have these connections. But what the fuck do you do when you're someone that doesn't like to seek out these social things and it's like 10 times harder for you to appear interested and care about these people knowing that there's like this hidden intention behind it, you know? So here's the thing. If you want to go out and make friends, you really just got to put yourself out there. If you find that you're really struggling with it right now, as I am, that is definitely the scariest part for sure. Just putting yourself out there in general. For me, I've always had this thing in the back of my head where it felt almost kind of embarrassing to like put an effort and show that you care, especially around people that you don't really know. It's scary for anyone to put themselves out there and face rejection of like any kind because it's so easy to take it personally, especially if you're already like insecure about who you are. Sometimes what's worse than like flat out rejection is subtle rejection, like when people make excuses and stuff, and then you kind of put the pieces together slowly over time and you're like, oh, lol, they just didn't want to be friends and they're just trying to let you down slowly. if you put yourself out there and it's not reciprocated, then it's completely fine because that friendship wasn't meant for you anyways. The universe is probably saving you from that friendship. I may have been depressed as fuck after that party, but at least I know that I tried and that's what matters. I can walk away from the situation knowing that I put my whole goddamn coochie into that. Like, what's even worse than failing is knowing that you didn't try. And this shit is so cheesy, but it's so true. Because you'll always have that stuck in your head at the end of the day, and you're going to continue to recount that day, talk about it multiple times to your friends, family, whoever, and you're going to keep on thinking about it and tell the people that you know what you should have done instead. And what I'm trying to say is that let's just try to avoid that situation altogether by putting in that effort to begin with rather than regretting it later on. So I want to make a pact with y'all. Let's make a pact here that we're going to take control of these things that we're thinking about. And instead of thinking about it, let's just fucking act on it. Okay? As simple as that. That's basically it. And that is it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like I said, if you are into all the things that I mentioned earlier and you live in the GTA area, Greater Toronto area, let me know. Hit a girl up in her DMs. I'd love to get to know you better and become friends. All right, then. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll talk to you all in the next one. Bye.